This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Xcel Energy is putting together a plan to cut the climate impact of its natural gas system. CPR Sam Brash reports environmental groups have some suggestions.
Mira Fickling is with Western Resource Advocates. She helped write a new report on how Xcel can clean up its gas system. It found the most cost-effective tools are proven technologies: electric heat pumps, electric stoves, and lots of insulation.
Retrofitting our buildings to reduce the amount of energy that we need to use to heat our buildings and heat our water.
Meanwhile, Xcel is exploring more novel ideas, like mixing clean burning hydrogen into the natural gas supply. Under a 2021 state law, the company must submit a plan to cut emissions from its gas network by August 1st. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The city of Alamosa is getting more than $4 million for affordable housing. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the money comes from the Federal American Rescue Plan.
The money will go toward utility installation at the Tierra Azul development, such as electricity and water. It's a large development with more than 420 total units, containing everything from single-family homes to townhomes to 30-unit apartment buildings. The units are a mix of for sale and for rent, and will have options for folks of varying economic means. Crews hope to break ground on the project before the end of the year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The State Health Department has a new chief medical officer who has had the job before. Dr. Ned Kalange held the position for 8 years until 2010. He's now an associate dean at the Colorado School of Public Health. This is CPR News.